You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. All right, as of last week, the most recent numbers I see, 95 workers, 105 residents at the LaSalle Veterans Home had been sickened with COVID-19. 27 veterans have died in a strike, mostly this fall. Those numbers are dramatically different from other VA homes around the state. Governor Pritzker was asked about that today.
Two reports so far have been issued. One is the IDPH report, and one of them is the Department of Veterans Affairs, the Federal Department of Veterans Affairs investigation. And again, I put our emphasis on this by making sure there's an independent investigation by the DHS Inspector General so that we can reveal whatever it is that may have occurred at this location. If there's any failure of procedure or wrongdoing, then that should be brought to the forefront, and people should be held accountable.
State Senator Paul Schimpf, a Republican from Waterloo, is on the WGN Team Hochberg phone line now. Senator, welcome to WGN.
Thanks a lot, Steve. Good talking with you.
I know you sent a letter to Chairman Cullerton today asking for another round of hearings. You had one set of virtual hearings last week. What's going on at the LaSalle VA home?
Well, last week's hearing wound up leaving me with more questions than answers, unfortunately. That's why Senator Rezin and I had sent that letter to the chairman of the Veterans Affairs Committee, Senator Tom Cullerton, today, asking for another hearing. Simply, it's looking like this was just a massive both leadership failure and also a breakdown in protocols there. And I would definitely like to have Dr. Ezeke answer some questions about what happened, because last week's hearing, we didn't have anybody there from the Illinois Department of Public Health who could really answer questions. They had a consultant who came to the hearing with no authority, and that consultant wasn't even in place when most of these veterans were dying. So we didn't have the right person from IDPH there to answer the questions last week, and that's the biggest reason why I think we need another hearing as soon as possible.
Senator, can you help me tell me who's responsible for these hospitals? I don't mean who's to blame. I mean who's responsible, because there was a federal investigation, a state investigation. I always assumed that veterans' homes were run by the federal government, not the state government.
Well, the state of Illinois has veterans' homes throughout the state. Not a lot of them. The most famous one is in Quincy. That was something that we had the challenge with the Legionnaires outbreak a few years ago. There's also a veterans' home down in Anna Jonesboro. There's one in Manteno. So there are five veterans' homes throughout the state that the state of Illinois, not the federal government, it's the state of Illinois that runs these veterans' homes. So it's the homes are run by the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs, but the health conditions are the responsibility of the Illinois Department of Public Health as well. And when we were having hearings on the Legionnaires outbreak at Quincy that occurred a couple years ago, it was both the Department of Veterans Affairs and the Department of Public Health that were there answering questions, being accountable for what had happened.
So, okay, so let's, if the state has the responsibility of these homes, and I grew up in Manteno, so I know that area well. I grew up with being the Manteno State Hospital. These homes seem to be being run in very disparate ways. I mean, you've only had, correct me if I'm wrong, Senator, you know better than me, but 29 cases at Manteno, 61 cases at Quincy, and here we are at 105 residents in LaSalle. Is there not a uniform way to handle patients at these VA homes?
Well, the Illinois Department of Public Health is supposed to be putting out standards, and they're supposed to be doing inspections. We don't know the degree that the veterans' home in LaSalle was inspected prior to the outbreak. We do know that the Department of Public Health was notified that there was an outbreak there. However, they did not send a team to do a site visit until over 10 days after the outbreak had occurred. And we were never going to know whether that could have saved any lives or not, but when IDPH finally got around to visiting LaSalle, they found some pretty shocking discrepancies. They noticed that the hand sanitizer that was being used at various locations in the LaSalle Veterans Home was not a hand sanitizer that would kill the COVID-19 virus.
How can that be? Stop there, Senator. So it was an alcohol-free hand sanitizer. How can it be at a medical facility that they didn't know what kind of hand sanitizer to use?
I'm absolutely astounded by that, and that's one of the things where, you know, we need to have somebody that can answer that question, saying why was this mistake made? Hindsight is always 20/20, but there are some mistakes that just, you know, are if they're due to carelessness or they're due to laziness, people need to be held accountable.
They didn't spread the patients out of the residence, I should say, when they were eating meals together. They were crowded together as typical.
No, and there's, you know, other veterans' homes that the state of Illinois runs have been, you know, are in areas that have a higher prevalence of COVID-19. But yet, for whatever reason, the facility in LaSalle just, you know, had this tragic outbreak where we had, 27 veterans, you know, over 20% of the residents of this home have succumbed to this disease. It's a terrible tragedy, and we need to try to figure out if we could have done something differently to prevent this tragedy from occurring. And I don't think, you know, the hearing that we had last week, you know, I'm glad that Director Chapalavia came and answered questions for us, but we still don't have a lot of answers as far as how this, you know, why this tragedy occurred and how it could have been prevented.
Now, some House members today said, look, hey, we want part of this too. There have been Senate hearings. There haven't been House hearings. Do you think there should be a joint committee looking into this?
I would support joint hearings. One of the things that was frustrating to me was I specifically asked that Senator Sue Rezin, who is the state senator in whose district the LaSalle facility sits, I asked that she be included, and she was not allowed to participate. And you can have a contrast between how the Legionnaires outbreak at Quincy was handled and how this outbreak at LaSalle has been handled. For the Quincy Legionnaires outbreak, there were a number of joint hearings. The hearings lasted, really, they were like four-hour hearings. They were, there was plenty of time to ask questions. And then everybody, both House and Senate, and the representatives and senators from the district where the Quincy Veterans Home sits, they were allowed to participate. And then we also had not only the Director of Veterans Affairs, but we also had the head of the Illinois Department of Public Health was there taking accountability and answering questions.
Okay,
Last week, we did not have the head of the Illinois Department of Public Health. All they sent was a consultant who had no authority and was not making decisions at the time the tragedy occurred.
All right, so what's going on here? I mean, what is it? Because the way I see it, you've got the state running five hospitals, and yet each of the five hospitals, or certainly one of the five hospitals, being dealing with this virus very differently than the other four. Is it the management of the particular hospital, or what's your gut? What's the problem here?
Well, it's not, you know, it's a veterans home, not necessarily a hospital. But
I'm sorry, sure.
I think that this is a leadership failure. You know, to me, you know, probably
at the level of the home leadership or at the governor's mansion. I mean, because
I think it's at the governor's mansion because it came out in the hearing last week that the director of the Illinois Department of Veterans Affairs has not had, or at least, you know, as of last week, she said that she could not confirm for me that she had had a person-to-person discussion with Governor Pritzker about this, which I find astounding and appalling. We lost seven veterans alone on Veterans Day. That should have warranted an in-person phone call between Director Chapalavia and Governor Pritzker. If there was a problem with staffing, because it also came out at the hearing that we had staff at the facility who had tested positive for COVID-19 and were allowed to continue working at the facility. If there was a problem with staffing, Governor Pritzker is the person that can fix that, whether it's, you know, through reorganizing or shifting staff or even activating the Illinois National Guard to get additional personnel. Governor Pritzker is the person that can potentially fix this. And the fact that as of last week, he had not had a conversation with Director Chapalavia just strikes me as a massive leadership.
Senator, I'm out of time. I could talk to you for another hour or so, but I want to frame one question to you just quickly, yes or no. So it seems to me like perhaps at the level of the director of the VA home, and I don't mean that as a title, but at the top of the VA home in LaSalle, they weren't doing things correctly. And then you're saying the governor should have caught that and it intervened more quickly.
The intervention of the state of Illinois Department of Public Health and Governor Pritzker has been too little too late on this, unfortunately.
I got to run, Senator. Senator Paul Shimp, a Republican of Waterloo, thank you very much for your time. Get it done here, will you?
Thanks a lot, Steve.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News on 720 WGN.